Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bryce Calabrini is the White Mamba. He, I believe, is in Miami for Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. He's one of our favorites. He joins us now. Scal, what it do, baby?
You know what, man? NBA Finals, I don't care who's in it. My Celtics are out, but it still has been super entertaining.
I mean, is it not is the feeling not that they should be in this stage right now? Like, is that – can you get that out of your mind?
You know what? How I feel? It wasn't their year. Like, even though they had the talent – You know the whole Ime situation, and then you're hoping that they figure it out, and they had that great start to the season. So you were hoping all those things, but go back to Game 6 against Philadelphia. You know, they're down big. Jason Tatum has that remarkable ending to that game. And then you go to, the game against Miami. You're going down 3-0. It just means that you're just not good enough. And whether it was internal stuff, things that Joe has to figure out, you know, like roster stuff, whatever it is, they got to figure it out. And I think, you know, like this could be a part of their process of taking that next step, because there were times this year where I loved them and times this year where I was like, what is going on with these guys? So I just don't think it was their year.
What is your best guess, real quick, Scott, before we get to the finals, on what it is? Because you got some of these talking heads, right, still asking the question about, okay, Jaylen Brown, you know, just Jason Tatum, you know, paying them the extensions. What is the best way in your eyes to get better? Is it just running it back, Scal?
Yeah, so here's how I look at the NBA, right? So I want my best players. So, like, when you have a guy making $5 million, let's use Jokic. He's the best player in the NBA right now. And if he could take a $5 million player and make him a $15 million player, right? So when you're a supermax guy, I look at it like, you can't just score buckets for me. You got to do more than that. You got to get more possessions. You got to make people around you better. You got to draw two. You got to get guys open shots. So I've been talking to you guys now, I think for about 2 years, maybe three. My whole thing has always been Brown and Tatum. They gotta develop into playmakers. Like, they're not going to turn into LeBron James overnight or anything like that, the way LeBron could dice up defenses, but you got to add that to it. You can turn into Kevin Durant, and the way that he dices up defenses with making people around him better. And so when I look at a team, I don't mind them putting like the money into those guys, $50 million, $60 million, whatever it's going to be eventually when they sign those extensions. As long as you're telling me that in the finals, I don't want to see other guys with possessions. I want to see you guys making guys better. I want the balls to go through you. Very, like, you guys remember Miami when it was LeBron's turn, D Wade's turn. LeBron's turn, D Wade's turn. Like, that's what I expect from two dynamic wings. But it's got to be more than just go out there and get buckets. That's not the NBA we know anymore. With tax and the second apron and all these things, your players got to make. You got to have a couple league minimum guys. You got to have a couple rookie scale guys, and it's your responsibility to make those players better.
Yeah, we're talking to Brian Scalabrine, of course, the White Mamba here on the show. Nuggets Heat tonight, game four, as the Nuggets go up 2-1 in the series. What do you make of where this series sits right now, Scal? Is it just a situation where the Nuggets have shown they're the dominant team and they've really dominated most of the series, or is there an adjustment for the Heat to make? Like, what's just your assessment of where this series sits right now?
So I thought game two, the Heat did a good job of doing some things and junking the game up, like mixing it up. I thought game three, Mike Malone was basically like, listen, guys, you're going to stand around and watch Nikola Jokic play. You're going to sit. I want guys cutting. I want guys going to the basket. I want to be aggressive. I don't want to just stand around and wait for Nikola Jokic to throw you the ball, and then maybe you make it, maybe you miss. So we want to put a lot of pressure on the rim. So I think today – I think Miami will come out. I don't think you'll see a lot of zone because, you know, Miami has been a big part of like, hey, we run zone and we keep teams on their heels. There's no gimmicky defense for when Nikola Jokic is on the floor. They tried to trap Jamal Murray. It got back to Jokic. He burned him. They tried to run zone. It got back to Jokic. He burned him. So I just think what you'll see from today is the Miami Heat saying, guys, there ain't no gimmicky defense. We're just going to play you straight up. And we just got to be better, tougher, more physical. We got to dominate the paint. And we got to, you know, keep trusting our offensive discipline where we're driving the ball to the paint but being consciously aware of trying to get open threes. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Nuggets are a better team, but I have a weird feeling Miami's going to win this game.
All right. Well, then we're talking new series. Then they do that. We're, in terms of what Nikola Jokic is doing, we've never seen somebody lead the postseason in points, rebounds, and assists, and he makes it all look so easy. Are we appreciating it enough, Scal, what this guy's doing?
I hope we are. You know, like I started this conversation with the Celtics about making people around you better, right? And there's a thing, like LeBron was amazing back in the day. He got wide open threes for his team. Like it was tough, like running spread, pick and roll, getting downhill, finding guys on the perimeter. And you had to go back to the 80s to find a player that got so many guys wide open layups. And that guy was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson was dominant. And, you know, he wasn't, you know, driving and kicking out to Byron Scott for three, even though they would do a little bit of that. Magic Johnson was getting dudes to layups. So Nikola Jokic is getting guys layups. He's either getting himself layups, or he's getting like guys like Christian Brown or whoever layups. So when you have a superstar player doing that, it's really difficult to defend that. So I mean, going back to your question about Nikola Jokic, I hope that people understand how gifted this guy is and how he makes the right play and all those things. It's not aesthetically pleasing to a lot of people. It is to me, but you know, like a lot of people don't like to think one of the best players in the NBA is like a 7-footer from Serbia that's not that athletic. It's just hard for people to imagine.
I know it doesn't feel like the greatest time to ask this question given, you know, the beatdown in game three, but we saw what happened in game two, which was really just about Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson, you know, Strus, these guys who, you know, come out of nowhere, maybe are out of the rotation, undrafted type guys who we've seen up and down this Miami Heat roster thrive. And obviously they get a lot of credit for doing that. I mean, they're the player, but also you have to credit the development and the philosophy and what they've built in Miami just structurally. How does that happen? Like, what goes into Eric Spoelstra putting together a team of guys that most coaches wouldn't be able to work with and getting them all the way here?
Yeah, so I think it's like survival of the fittest. The only thing I can compare it to is like Navy SEALs, right? Like 300 people go and try out to be Navy SEALs, but only a select few make it. And most people are just not about that. And by the way, no disrespect for the people that can't make it through that. No disrespect to the people that can't make it through the Miami Heat. It's difficult, man. And they just take guys that are mentally tough. They might have a flaw. Like Gabe Vincent is small. But you know the story with Gabe Vincent? Like the Miami Heat went to go watch him play, and he missed his first two shots, and the coach in Canton benched him. And Gabe Vincent tracked down the Miami Heat scout, and he begged him to stay one more night. Remember, like, someone begs me to stay a night right now in Miami, like, I'm out of here, dude. I'm not staying. Like, I want to go home. But Canton, Ohio, to watch a G League game when you're supposed to be like, all right, I want to get back to my family. I got to go look at this guy. Like, it is hard for guys to give up days. Well, the Miami Heat guy decided to stay. So he'd never seen a player do that. He had 8 threes in 11 minutes, and he thought he was going to give him a chance. So these guys are out working. They're looking for guys. They're looking for that mental toughness of a guy. And more importantly, I think, it's the basketball IQ. You guys have a guy, I'm sure. There's times when Desmond Bane, no one thought he was going to be what he is. And that dude's a player, man. He's strong. He's tough. He believes in himself. He's a smart player. So I just think, like, the Miami Heat just do a really good job of doing that, where a lot of guys, let's be honest, like, they might rather take a guy with a 7'4 wingspan at 6'11 or something like that, that maybe doesn't have all those attributes but has his physical talent. So Miami Heat, obviously, if they could do that, they would do that. But I think Miami looks for a different thing. I think they look for guys who are, like, mentally tough, high IQ guys, high character guys, high discipline guys, and you've got to be able to take the wrath of the Miami Heat. Like, Eric Spoelstra really coaches guys. And ain't no players just running over the coach here or quitting on the coach, and all of a sudden the coach gets fired. That ain't happening here. So there's a whole organizational process to this, and I think that's where they really take advantage of it.
If you were the Grizzlies right now, Scott, and you know that you're moving on from Dylan Brooks, that decision seems to have already been made, and Dylan's out on the free market. How comfortable do you feel, and you never get comfortable as a front office, I mean, especially when the clock has started, and it has for the Grizzlies, but you got Ja, who's having the offseason issues, and maybe that's part of this. You've got Jaren, and you just mentioned Desmond Bane sort of coming into, you know, reaching a ceiling maybe some of us thought when he got drafted he wouldn't reach, and who knows how much more there is. How comfortable are you with those three, and then to your point, their ability to find those $5 million guys that you can turn into $10 and $15 million guys in terms of production, in terms of where the Grizzlies stand right now and what they need? What do you think?
Man, I don't know. I don't know, because the Ja Morant situation is really tough. Yeah. Like, is he going to be able to play? To be honest with you, it's really hard for me to, like to be able to give advice to what the Memphis Grizzlies should do, because they're challenging. I'll tell you another one. Brandon Clark, like, that's like, what do you do with all this? Like, you have a championship level team, but you have, like, injuries. You got guys you can't count on, like Josh facing the suspension. Mm-hmm. You know, the Dylan Brooks thing was strange. So, you know, like, besides what? Grow up and get more discipline? Like, make winning a priority? We heard the things from Steven Adams about, hey, guys, we got to start locking in. And that's when John went to Shotgun Willie. So, like, like, sometimes, like, the next step is just that step. Sometimes the next step is just, like, putting winning as a priority, as opposed to, you know, whatever your brand is or what your life is or what you want to do on a whim. You know, like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have kids, but you got to admit, like, once you got that baby, like, you became a different dude. No, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I just looked at everything I did differently. And I was 29 years old when I finally had my first kid. And that just changed me. So, like, maybe everyone has their come to Jesus. Well, and maybe people don't. I don't know. Like, I just kind of felt like, you know, like, I wasn't a bad kid or anything like that. But I just remember, like, things really changed when that happened. Like, I would think that last year for all of the Memphis Grizzlies, I think they all could probably look in the mirror and say, yeah, we all got to do some maturing here. Like, we all got to grow up. So is that a personnel move? No, I think that's more of a like an internal decision move for them. And that's – I don't know what that is. Is that – like, you know, you see Jeff Green barking on the sideline to the Denver Nuggets. Maybe it's a veteran, two veteran. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I do think that Memphis Grizzlies got to grow up a little bit.
In terms of the you know, the coming suspension for Ja Morant, do you think or expect it to be light-ish, 20 games, 30 games? Like, what's your personal expectation of, you know, how the league should handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the right guy to ask, because I'm not a big suspension guy. I'm a more take things that happen and build from there. Like, here's a good example, right? This is so stupid, but this is, like, the kind of dude that I am, right? My kids, one day, they didn't brush their teeth. So I went on the internet and showed them dudes with messed up teeth. Next thing you know, they brushed their teeth, right?
Yep.
Like, I'm not kidding. You guys know I played hoops at San Quentin when I was with the Golden State Warriors with the prisoners, right? Like, that was a really eye-opening experience for me, that, like, I might have thought prisoners were one way, but after coming out of there, I actually think differently of prisoners, right? Like, Ja Morant can't meet five people who are locked up because of a gun charge that they like they just got caught up into the wrong thing. So like,
you want to do like the scared straight, you want to like put him in front of a dude who's in prison right now and like let him bark in Josh's face?
No, not bark. But, you know, like, yo, I was hanging out with my friend and this is what happened. And now I'm in here for 40 years. Not scared straight. It's about like life lessons, right? Like that's what it's to me. So I'm not a big suspension guy. I'm about like taking a certain situation and like using it for the greater good of our society, right? Yet I always believe when I go through those things, like I learn from it. I think Josh can learn from that, right? I don't know. Like I'm like, he might get suspended 20 games. Okay, I know they got to do something. I do believe they're gonna do something, but I'm against Ja Morant not allowed to do team activities with the Memphis Grizzlies. I think he should be in the Memphis facility two times a day with the guys, you know, getting help, bringing support. People in to talk to Ja. Like, that's how I look at all that stuff. I don't think, like, Ja Morant being on his own and suspended from all team activities is the greatest thing to do. I think there's a better way to do this, right? But I understand, like, the optics of it with the 8-game suspension, what he did, and then he backs it up whatever he did again in the SUV. So I get that, but I just believe that there's a better way to like use Ja Morant and him and whatever he's doing in his life to grow from this, not just for him, but for other people too. Yep. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. He can get 40 games. He can get 20 games. You know, I think ultimately I hope that, you know, like whatever he comes out of this, I hope that is good. Like, I don't think it's bad. Like, I don't think like, you know, like if you want to, the whole gun thing, right? Like, you can't be carrying guns everywhere you go and like flashing them and treating them like they're toys, you know, like you could respect guns and all that. I'm not like a anti-gun guy or anything like that. What I'm saying is like, it's responsibility. It's not putting yourself in a situation where something bad can happen and your life goes down the tubes or your Nike contract, your Memphis contract, your NBA deal, your life, like all these things are at risk when you go down that road. And that's a dangerous road for Ja, for anybody to go down.
We'll get you some Ja One, Sky. We'll send you some up there, man. It's the least we can do.
You know, they got rid of Kobe's. I wear those. They're like, you can't find them anymore. And my Kobe's are trash right now, man. But I keep wearing them because I heard Ja One's were kind of like Kobe. So that was good. Listen, I don't care what Ja does. If they fit my feet and they feel comfortable, I'm rocking them, man. Yeah. Nope. Hey, when you're an old head and you hoop, it don't matter. I don't care what that dude does. I'm wearing them shoes.
Hey, we get it, man. We get it. Hey, Skyler, appreciate this as always, dude. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Yep. See ya.
He is Brad Scalabrine, a.k.a. the White Mamba, NBC Sports Boston analyst there down in Miami for the game.
Sound like he's ready to go home. I think I heard him say.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's Miami for another night.
It's like that, though, sometimes. I get it.
The way it is, the end of it. And his team's not playing.
Exactly right. He just wants to get home with the fam.
This series is over, John.
I respect it. Not according to Scal. We'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. That's why they play the games, Jason. Paul Feinbaum is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis, Big 12, college football. Florida State is going to win the championship. Mike Norvell going to get a ring, Jason. Lots to get to with Feinbaum. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.